Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
That time of the day. Good morning. And you know, if you come here very often, you might have a feeling that I like to have fun. I like to help people feel better. Because there's so much garbage out there that can make you feel so bad, so terrible, God-awful. That's right. Have you heard people say that? God-awful. I feel God-awful. That's right. I feel God-awful. Just like garbage. We shouldn't be feeling bad. Every day a person should feel good. So why would we feel bad when it's a disco night? What do I mean by that? Disco night, disco fever. That's really old stuff. That's old school. That's right, it's old school. It doesn't have anything to do with the current times, does it? People go out to the disco still? Discotheque? Disco queen? Disco king? I don't think so. Just don't think so. Absolutely not. So, today, at some point in the last days, I decided that I was going to talk about dance party etiquette for 21st century singles. What do I mean by that? What makes our life different each generation? Is it the evolution of technology that makes our music, art, business, science, and professional life so much better? Well, what about our personal life? That should be in there too, shouldn't it? Why does technology improve? Technology improves because conscious beings put all they've got, I said they got, all they have, into making something better. That's right. We wouldn't have expanding technology, improving technology, new technology, if some conscious beings, some genius-type minds, didn't put all they could into making something better. So when they make something better, have they not also improved their own life? What an amazing world we live in. It's a dance party day. Since technology made party lights and disco balls, the world has changed. We can step on lights and turn them on. We can drink shots cooled by a machine or hot apple cider. Well, hot damn, great balls of fire. We can do pretty much anything we want to, but we can't step on the blue suede shoes. You know, I never liked Elvis. I don't know. I mean, I think it's because the women were like, they might as well have pulled their dresses off for the guy when I was a little girl. I listened to the women talk about him, and it was almost disgusting. It really was. I'm sure he was a handsome dude. But by the time that I really knew the guy, he was a fat fig. A mess. Total disaster, hiding behind dark glasses. Wearing jumpsuits that should have been on women. You see, We're so turned on by those forces of nature that we'll drink hot apple cider, even if we don't like it, to try to get to be by somebody else. We have so many incredible breakthroughs because geniuses put their values into society, yet we're all still played by the forces of nature. So, yes, we are. Okay, you ever dated anybody? What was it about them that turned you on the most when you first saw them? When you hadn't heard a word come out of their mouth, there was something about the way they looked. Let's face it. Or maybe you really had one of those that you didn't even notice, but then whatever came out of their mouth seemed just right. They told you how great you were. The first time they saw you, they just were in love with you. They have the most wonderful, incredible, intoxicating lines to make the dance party so special. That's right. Yet everything improves because we have these wonderful geniuses in society who bring us greater values. And I'm talking about dance party etiquette for 21st century singles. It has got more than just the story tagline today. What makes our life different with each generation? Is it the technology? It just kind of makes it sparkle and shine. And you know, what I noticed about sparkling and shining was when glitter came on the scene, made a big comeback. And it's on everything, especially the ladies' apparel. That when I traveled a lot, I traveled more than a lot of people do in their whole lifetimes in a year. But I started getting glitter in my car, in my company vehicle, and in my personal vehicle. I would have glitter with me everywhere, and I didn't wear the stuff. They put it in everything. So, gosh, imagine how well we sparkle under those lights at night, because the guys are watching us. Now, what does technology have to do with dance party etiquette? You're probably wondering, what is she going to be talking about with using some kind of a metaphor about something, or comparing something? She's always giving us a metaphor. She does analogies. She helps us to compare things. She helps us see things differently than most people. She's just kind of zany. Who is this Jill Reed? What matters is who you are. You have the power of choice as to how loud you want to play the music. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? If you're the type that makes your music blare, you can be offending people. If you're the type that wears no underwear, no one would ever know unless you tell them. How loud do you play your music? Did we need to know that girls started wearing thongs around 2000 or so? Did we need to know that they were trying to make it illegal in one of the Dakotas? I think it was maybe North Dakota. There's so much we know about people's lives that we don't need to know. Yet there's one thing that we do need to focus on and we don't focus on. It's the removal of force from your life. And what would happen if we removed force from our lives? If we just didn't tolerate someone forcing us to do something. You understand what I'm saying? We didn't allow someone to tell us what to do. Why would adults allow that? And your protection should never be forcing you to do something. Okay? You know, I guess it wouldn't really matter if someone had protection on if they were raping a lady. Or they didn't. Because chances are, in the heat of that moment, there isn't going to be protection on. There's total force in every way. So, guys, I'm talking to you as well as to the ladies. Dance party etiquette applies everywhere you go. Don't turn the music up too loud. Meaning, don't force yourself on someone else. A rapist would not bother with a condom. And loud music is loud music, really. Sometimes I want people to hear what I'm going to have to say, so I will get a little louder. Sometimes I'll talk a little quieter, because I don't want them to know what I have to say. You got that. You learned that when you were a little kid. You learned this kind of etiquette a long time ago, that you didn't like to be pushed around. And so, therefore, you should never want to push someone around. Again, what does any of this have to do with dance party etiquette? And what does technology have to do with dance party etiquette? I'm trying to share that no matter what you think you have or don't have, chances are you have it. Your thoughts shape your reality. You're thinking you want to go out and get lucky? You're probably going to go somewhere so you can get lucky. Or you're going to draw that into you. You think you don't have any luck? Chances are you're not going to have any. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right, said Henry Ford. Very good advice. What I know is that technology changes the face of society with every generation and oftentimes before the next generation's born. What is a generation? Is that the process from which a baby's born until they could have a baby? So is that like at the age of 13 or something? Or is it a 20-year span? What is that? How do we decide what the next generation is and when it comes in? We do all kinds of things trying to track data and statistics so we can report things into people. Parents keep track of how long their kids are in the bathtub or the shower, how much water they're using, and those kind of things. And yet they also do things to protect them. So they track the things that they feel won't be healthy for their children. Like they make sure that their cigarettes don't start disappearing out of the pack because they know how many cigarettes they smoke every day. Don't try to sneak them. If you have alcohol in your house, chances are your parents know they don't drink it often or they drink it all the time. And so if you drink it, they're going to know it. Technology is so prevalent in our life, we don't even think about it. We take it for granted. We use it all the time. And the technology for musicians, it should be say, effects. How the people at a dance club can interact. Oh, yes, it does. Uh-huh. Yep. Sure does. You pay attention to the lights when you're out dancing, and you see the difference in people's behaviors depending on how the lights are being spun. Is it spun or span? Oh, you know it's spun. It's a span of time, a span on a bridge. But yarn is spun. You know, we don't spin the yarn the way they did in my grandma's day. Life is so different today, and yet people are the same. They're looking to get some booty. They just talk a little bit more about it in their music today because we become party animals. And the girls lay down for the guys from all across the world. Right? Those forces of nature play on us. And you girls, you lay down. And you guys, you unzip your flies. Without thinking twice about if you'd want to spend your life with that person, how happy could they really make you? If that's all you got, is that valuable? You could go get that anywhere else. Seriously, you got to have somebody who's of value in your life. And if you want to get to know someone, Don't turn the music volume to maximum. You see, if I had a club, I would do things a little differently than some of these people that run their clubs. I'd certainly pay attention to the lights. I'm sure you could check the behaviors of the people based upon the lights. But you can't have the music too loud if you want someone to get to know someone and they come back as a couple to dance because they both love to dance. But then if they love to dance and they fall in love, are they going to come out dancing or are they going to make love? You got to know so much when it comes to life. And you know what's incredible? You can. You keep data and statistics at whatever you do, but especially in business. What do you need to track? With little children, we need to track that they're eating properly, that they're bathing. You need to teach them hygiene. You need to ensure that they're doing their homework or that they even understand what they're bringing home. If they're not understanding what they're bringing home, what are the teachers teaching them? And in fact, what are the teachers teaching him or her? What are they bringing home? You can tell I had sons, right? What are they teaching it? No, I was so happy because I wanted two boys 2 years apart, and guess what? There they were, 2 different years in school, 2 years apart. How awesome was it that I got what I wanted when I decided I would have children? You have power that you don't think about because you have technology in your life. You can do things that your parents couldn't do. But you still have the power of a choice, and you need to do the right things. And if you're someone that's an adult listening to me, what are you doing to make choices in your life? Are you in a real rut that your children see you in? Why would they want to grow up and go take a job like you got? They're not gonna. You think they're gonna give the dedication to some SOB? Sorry, octopus brother. They're not. They're just not going to do it because they don't see that it made you happy. They're watching your happiness, whether you think they are or not. The youth are watching us. And when they meet somebody who's older, an adult that's having fun and they can tell they really are, they are flat turned on by us. Girls will notice a guy that appears to be successful, but if you appear to be successful and you're not, they're going to walk around with their girlfriend saying an L on their head. That's loser. They put the old antenna up. Loser over there, they can point either direction. Straight ahead, that one, stay away. Pretended to be someone he's not. The guys can do the same thing with the girls. Yeah, she looks so great, but you know what? She goes to the beauty shop and then she calls me up because she can't afford to pay her bills. She lost her buck somewhere. Liar. Losers. We don't want anything to do with them. And at the dance party, you pay attention to someone, but you don't have to run home and go to bed with them. Girl, I'd like to get to know you. Yes, you would. Guy, I'd like to get to know you. I would. But we got to know somebody and the value that they are in their life before you want them to show up at your doorstep. Because otherwise they're like bringing in a stray cat or dog you can't get rid of. They give you the big puppy eyes and then you can't tell them goodbye. Because we're that kind of a race. We care about other people. We don't want to just stomp on them. We don't eat them for dinner. We're not that kind of a mammal. But do we eat each other for dinner? Yeah. If we treat somebody bad, we sure do. If you're beginning to treat someone bad, you need to walk away. There's something that's not right for you. There's something that doesn't resonate. Don't go ahead and marry him. No matter what the circumstances are. Children are not protected by parents that get married just because someone's pregnant. Dance party etiquette. You don't have to sleep with someone just because you had fun dancing. You got to get to know someone. don't turn the music so loud that you don't hear what they're really about. Don't pretend. Don't create an illusion. Don't go home and tell everybody how great that person was. Because if you tell them that right away, then that person has to live up to what you've told about them. And if they don't, you're going to cover for them. Because we're that kind of people, too. We're smart. We can link our thoughts, and we can cover for people. And the covering for people has given us politics that tears us all apart. No wonder we're all wanting to go out to the dance clubs. If you want people to stick around and drink longer, play the music loud enough that it's heard outside as a muffle. But don't turn it up so loud that singles leave the establishment. Because I'm talking about dance party etiquette for 21st century singles. And I see people coming in right now. Thanks for being here with me. I am here at blogtalkradio.com/Jill Reed. I'm your radio personality for the moment. Some of the things I say might stick with you forever. I'm sorry. I kind of see life differently. And I was thinking this morning, hey, I'm going somewhere else for a minute here. It's commercial breakaway time. I was thinking, what's the first thing that I ordered through the mail? I said to myself, it was a book. It was a book about cabbage. Now, I was beyond a kid, so I wasn't a Cabbage Patch kid. I wasn't buying a Cabbage Patch doll. They weren't around yet. But I ordered a book. That's the first thing that I ordered. We didn't have online sales. It was direct mail marketing, and I ordered a book. That was a young lady, early 20s maybe 19. Can't remember exactly. But I ordered a book. You see, I've always liked books because I can learn things from them. You can learn about your health. You can learn about wealth. You can learn about personal power. You can learn about love. Love, that's what we all want, because you know what? When you were born, you were pure love and honesty. And they made you out to be a liar if you didn't claim to not be born into sin in some religions. Why would we claim to have been born in sin? What can a baby have done by coming down the birth canal to be born into sin? What the heck? How could you be born into sin if your parents were married when they conceived you and had you for a baby? There's so many goofy things that we follow, and having the music so loud in an establishment that the people can't get to know each other and come back to the club together or again separately and get to know each other even more is pretty silly. Play the music a little softer. Let them talk a little bit and get to know each other. Oh, talk a little and say, can I buy you a drink? You're going to sell more alcohol. How about a little snack? How about a little afternoon delight? You know, you see people. We love to communicate. And we communicate through so many forms because we're not the other animals. We're amazing people. You don't want people to leave an establishment unfulfilled. You really want a place where people come together and they communicate and they get to know each other and they want to come back and they tell all their friends about what a great time they had. And when the music is so loud all the time that there's not an opportunity for people to get to know each other, or the lights are blasting straight into their eyes, it's not a good thing either. Dance party etiquette for 21st century singles. This has to do with any adult, really, right? You're understanding me. You're so smart. See, you can pick up on my metaphors and analogies. Couples stay out at night because they wanted to get out of the house. Singles are looking for a partner to nest with. So don't play the music so loud that you kick them out of the nest before they have an opportunity to meet a desirable mate. Folks, if you have children, we don't have to get married a couple up at the age of 18 just because your parents wanted you out of the house. If you're of value to the household, they don't mind having you around. But if you're a drain, they do mind having you around. They're going to be looking for a way to get rid of you. It's about adding value to life. Not everyone that goes to a dance club is looking to go nest with someone. I love to dance. I will go out dancing by myself and plan to go home by myself. And I've always been that way because I love to dance. There are people that go to dance clubs that don't even dance because they're looking for something. If they're the ones that want to make sure that their drink shots are cooled by the machine, or they want that hot apple cider and hot damn, great balls of fire. That's what some people are looking for. If you're looking to find a desirable mate, keep it on low down, ladies and gents. I'm so excited because I'm going to help people recognize value in relationship. New Year's Eve. I've done a New Year's Eve party for, well, wow, I don't know, 08? Long time now. Started out as teleconferences. And that was a lot of fun. I would do it at midnight Eastern time, so it was only 10 o'clock my time, which meant I had time to still go out. Ball gets dropped, you know, you don't have to drop everything and run. If it's cold out, it's cold out, you know what I mean. I'm excited because I'm going to share information that most relationship experts, and I'm not an expert, I get the concepts. If you understand concepts, you can be better at anything. And the cool thing is, if you understand that humans are different than other animals, that means you can act different than other animals that are out sniffing to get lucky. You don't have to force yourself upon anyone. Force is force. So you can make a choice, of course, not to be forceful and not to have someone take force on you. We can say no to someone that asks us out. Unfortunately, we don't get asked out often sometimes. And so if you really want to go somewhere and have someone to hang with, you might say yes to someone you would say no to if some other person asked you. Let's say you said yes to a date, and then Mr. Right or Miss Hot Cookie comes along. She's got chocolate chips. The other one didn't. Would you break the date to go with the other one? You have a right to. You have a right to. The power of choice for human beings is amazing. I'll be putting on an event at the end of the year in Tampa, Florida. And I hope you join me. To learn more, you can call our office line at 314-448-1462. Be one heck of a party. Friday, Saturday night, 314-448-1462. Aha, New Year's Eve could look good on you. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it on the lowdown. We all have the desire to be accepted. And so as business owners, turn the music to a muffle from outside so that people want to stay and play inside. Another tip to a modern-day dance party, don't shine the lights into your patrons' eyes. It's not polite to point. I love just having fun with you, but there are some business tips in here to help you out as well as relationship. You know, going for the happiness. If it feels right, you feel happy. But having sex does not bring happiness. It's the values you each bring to the relationship that matter. Yes, everyday people and dance balls make the world go round. Thanks for being with us.